Well, well. Back for more of me. Glutton! And I've got a story guaranteed to send shivers up and down and right back up your spindly little spine. When I'm done with this yicky yarn, you'll reconsider everything you ever thought about living and what it means to be alive. Get yourself a sweater and a scarf, because baby is cold inside. Talk about a man with no mother to worry and no father to pace the floor, and you're talking about one Benjamin B. Gordon. Talk about a man for whom there'd be no lifelong sorrow. If he caught pneumonia and died tomorrow, you're talking about Benjamin B. Gordon. Actually, if Benjamin B. Gordon did get sick and die, there'd be one person upset. You'll know who soon enough.
Well, first thing I'll do is fix this inner door.
You can try all you want. That thing never closed right.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's been 15 years, and it's never closed right.
Well, the stops are misaligned and the hinges are bent. Where's the old super?
Quit as soon as the landlord moved in.
I'm sorry, what?
Mr. Kingsley moved in and threw the super out. You the new super?
Well, I don't know yet. Is it just me, or is it colder in here than out there?
It's not just you. Hello, I'm Tobias. This is my wife, Lily.
Oh, pleasure. Benjamin B. Gordon.
You must be desperate if you want a job here, Benjamin B. Gordon. Look at the place.
So this Mr. Kingsley...
Marcus Kingsley. He also owns a mansion, a winery outside of town, and this whole damn block. You'd think he'd put some money into this place, but nope. Sure, the place needs updating, but until this week, at least everything worked.
What do you mean?
He means Kingsley turned off the heat.
What?
Oh, he bought out the family that lived on the top floor, moved in the middle of the night, and then he had the movers take out the damn furnace. And it's February. Man's insane.
That is definitely a lot of weirdness.
You think that's weird? The man keeps his windows wide open. You can see it from the street. When I go up there to talk to him, he leaves the chain on the door, and the cold ice air hits you like an iceberg.
He says he likes it, and we get to suffer. Thank God we still got electricity.
Well, if I get the gig, I'll see what I can do.
Fifth floor. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Think he'll get the heat back on?
If he can't, then we're moving into Kingsley's mansion.
Well, there's an idea.
Nah, forget it. Probably even colder there.
Mr. Kingsley?
I'm in, it's unlocked.
Hi, I'm
Benjamin Barton Gordon. Goodness, that's quite a mouthful. Yes, I saw you rushing through the courtyard to get out of the snow, I presume.
Well, no presumption, sir. It's cold outside. You do know it's colder inside?
Yes, a necessity, I'm afraid. We'll discuss it another day. So, Mr. Gordon, You want the position, do you?
Yes, but I
Let
really...
Let me guess. Less than a minute in the building and the tenants are already complaining to you. That's why it took you so long to make it up here from when you entered.
I didn't realize I was being timed.
Oh, you mistake me. I won't interfere with you or your work. and you will have a full budget. You'll be overseeing all of my buildings after all.
Wait, all of your
buildings? It's very clear from your resume and experience that you're exactly what I'm looking for.
As Marcus Kingsley moves into the light, Benjamin is witness to a gaunt, hollow-cheeked skeleton. He would have been more than at home in my buddy's crypt. Such a hopeless gleam in those sunken eyes.
What else should I know about you, Benjamin Barton Gordon?
Well, I'm a workaholic. I stay off social media.
That's all for the better, Mr. Gordon. I don't do social media either, beyond reading the transhumans on Reddit or trolls on Wired's webpage arguing about Aubrey de Grey.
Huh?
In fact, any research I've funded is sure not to have my name attached. So...
I'm sorry, Mr. Kingsley, but what
are you... Answers will come eventually. Do you have any queries I can answer now?
Well, actually, yes. Why did you have the furnace moved out?
Oh, is that what they say? Moved out? I merely had it turned off and had some of the parts carried out back. New parts have been ordered, should be here tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Handling the furnace will be one of your jobs, as I'm rather afraid of furnaces.
So I can give your tenants heat?
And yourself? I'm sure you'll find your apartment warm and toasty. As for me, I have very special equipment coming to alleviate my unique situation. But you must promise, should you accept the position, that the heat will never rise to this apartment. Promise me that.
Oh, I promise, Mr. Kingsley. Which I guess means I accept the position.
Splendid. Welcome to the building. I'll have someone from accounting set up your expense account and direct deposit. The keys and plans to the buildings are on your kitchen table. You should go and get settled downstairs. Sparsely furnished, but the bed is made.
Well, then, I'll have my brother ship the rest of my stuff here. I'm an early riser, so I'll get started tomorrow morning. Oh, thank you so much for this, Mr. Kingsley.
No!
Then what happened?
Then I went to shake his hand and he screamed.
You went to shake his hand?
You've never shaken his hand?
Kid, I wouldn't touch him if you paid me. Man looks like the walking dead.
Well, he apologized and said he had some condition that makes his skin bruise and his bones break. I'm supposed to go back up around 3.
Please tell me we're gonna have heat by then.
You have heat right now.
Bless you. Hot shower, here I come.
Hello?
Oh, thank you for coming, Mr. Gordon. Please enter.
Oh, wow. You mind if I keep my hat on?
Only if you don't mind my not getting up.
No problem. What are you hooked up to?
Special equipment.
It's a home dialysis machine of sorts.
Mr. Gordon, this is Dr. Judith Nicara.
Judy's fine. Pleasure.
Yeah, you too. I'm sorry. I didn't see you come into the building. Gee,
I've been here since last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Are you two...
It was imperative to get Mr. Kingsley hooked up as soon as possible. Especially with the heat back on in the building.
Oh, well, I'll let you, I'm interrupting.
Nonsense, Mr. Gordon. Judy is going to teach you how to use the machine.
Me? I don't think I'm qualified.
You are now, but just for emergencies. We've got to keep the liquid graphene super cooled until we perfect the super ballistic flow of my nutrient transport system.
Yeah, I'm definitely not qualified.
And relax, I'm just joking.
Oh.
I'm not.
Oh.
Ben, part of your duties as building super is keeping him alive. Now let's get to it. I have to get back to the lab sometime this week. Co-translational mitochondrial protein import doesn't research itself.
No, I'll bet it doesn't.
What's so funny?
I'll be back in a minute.
You really don't have to help, Tobias. I've got this.
Nope. You gotta heat back on. It's the least I can do. Besides, I need the exercise. So, you met the Ice Queen, huh?
The Ice Queen?
Scary woman, if you ask me.
Oh, but precise. Kingsley's got a port on his left side. She showed me how to hook him up to the machine through it. We had to do it 7 times before she was satisfied.
Why does he look so green?
Well, apparently he always looks green because he has some rare genetic disorder that gives him blood like an Arctic ice fish or toothfish or something.
What?
Well, he has no hemoglobin, so he circulates chlorella and spirulina, and they're green.
What?
So...
Like photosynthesis?
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit. He's just crazy. I mean, the man's windows are still wide open.
Yeah, but he's got to stay cold up there for the machine. Go ask him about his antifreeze blood if you want.
What? Go to the coldest floor in the building? I'll let you ask him for me.
And so the winter days go by, and Benjamin's life revolves around the increasing oddness that was Marcus Kingsley. Sometimes he hooks Kingsley up to his strange machine. But most times, his eyes glaze over when Marcus's doctor rattles off the 7 tenets of the Kaufman Protocol.
Advanced glycation end products are very destructive to cells.
But he always does his job, and he does it well. His building is warm and cozy. All of the Kingsley buildings are kept clean and well lit. Then one delightfully bleak day in March.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yeah. You Gordon?
Yeah, I am. What the hell's all this?
Yeah, we're from CC Cryo Air. Got a big job here. Guess we'll be seeing a lot of each other next couple of weeks.
CC Cryo what?
CC Cryo Air. Mr. Kingsley called us in.
It's a tough load-in in a place like this. Yeah. Usually we work in a laboratory setting, but don't worry. Just leave everything to us.
Yeah, we got it. I've never seen this many trucks for a retrofitting central air in...
Central air? Central air, nothing. We're upgrading his cryotherapy unit into an apartment-sized cryogenics chamber.
Wait. He has a... cryotherapy unit?
Oh, biggest thing you've ever seen. Biggest thing I've ever seen.
I have got to get another job.
Did the workers mention the noise?
Enough! Mr. Poyut, what are you doing?
I've got to get out of here. This incessant throbbing, it drives me insane.
Mr. Poyut,
no, no, enough. I cannot sleep. You do not hear it on ground floor, but I have not had good night's sleep in a week.
Hold on, hold on. He can't force you out of your apartment. Here, why don't you take my apartment? I'll sleep in yours tonight.
You are a nice man, Mr. Benjamin, but talk does nothing with him. You can sleep in my apartment if you like, but me, I am going to my sister's. If you are smart, you will leave too.
Mr. Poyou!
That's not such a bad idea.
I'd go to his sister's too if I could.
Tell you, we're this close to filing a suit.
We were. He'll probably just throw us out.
Like Stain's any better?
I'll talk to him. I'll go talk to him. Oh, God, I've got to get another job. Oh, what the hell? An airlock?
Mr. Gordon, so glad to see you. Put on the parka and come on in.
Oh, my.
Close it, my boy. Can't have the cold getting out.
You had all this installed in just 2 weeks?
I have a master plan, and I must keep to a schedule. Apologies for keeping you in the dark. I didn't think you'd understand.
Mr. Kingsley, the noise from the machinery, the tenants are complaining.
Let them! I'll do what I must do in my own house.
Sir, Mr. Poyut just left for his sister's, and Mrs. Halsley left the day before, and they're not coming back. There's still 8 families left, but I don't know how much more they can take.
Good riddance, and the rest can follow. In fact, get them to move out, and I'll double your salary.
A surprise April heat wave, hottest day of the year, and in Marcus Kingsley's building, it's loud enough to wake the dead. My kind of place.
You sure you don't want to stay?
No, he wants us out. We're going. Careful with those bitches.
Ow!
Before you know it, it'll just be you. Damn, there goes the air conditioner. I was hoping to get one more season out of it.
No, look, the clocks are flashing. It was a brownout.
I didn't hear old Kingsley's machinery stop.
Well, there's a multiple battery backup. He's got more...
That's the power out.
The transformer must have blown.
Wait, you hear that? Kingsley's machines. They're not running. Peace and quiet, Oliver.
They're not running. Oh, God, they're not running. Don't you understand? They're not running. What? Hold on. Hello?
Is it him?
Yes, Mr. Kingsley. Yes, Mr. Kingsley, I'm going to look right now.
What'd he say?
I can't talk right now.
What? What is it? What's going on?
Well, it's a power outage, Mr. Kingsley. I'm on my way to the basement.
Why have haven't the emergency generators come on? I need it to be cold. I need it to be cold. Do your damn job and get those generators on.
Yes, Mr. Kingsley. I'm going to look right now.
Hurry!
Huh? Oh, hello?
I'm in the car on the way to see my patient when my monitor begins beeping like there's no tomorrow. What is going on there?
Doctor, the building's out. It might be the whole block.
Get the backup generators on now or he's dead.
Well, I'm looking to see what I can do. I'll call you right back.
Do it.
Jesus, oh, come on. What?
Hurry. Ben.
The backup generator's out. Oh, there's nothing I can do.
Get up here.
Oh, come on. Come on, answer. No, Mr. Kingsley. Mr. Kingsley. Maybe I can get some portable generators. And in the meantime, run extension cords to the next block.
Don't be ridiculous. Just enjoy the irony with me. The circuits were overloaded when everybody else turned on their air conditioners. Stay cool. Oh, it can't always be mind over matter.
Mr. Kingsley.
Apologies in advance.
For what?
The mess.
Judy!
Ben.
Oh, Judy. I've got to get a generator.
It's too late.
What?
He's gone.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Let's go up. I have the key for the airlock door.
But we need to call an ambulance.
There's no need. Marcus Kingsley was dead before you met him.
What?
You have been very good to him. You are owed an explanation. Because of a fast-moving cancer, we had to remove his heart and lungs. We had him on a machine, but he didn't want to stay on the machine anymore. He believed that he could stay alive on sheer willpower alone. In addition to evolving technical advances in biosciences.
You're losing me.
We realized that liquid graphene could be modified to mimic the transport mechanisms of blood, but it had to be kept super cool. And because liquid graphene is a conductor of electricity, it would also maintain the body's electrical system.
What are you saying?
It's too late. Decay is almost instantaneous.
Decay?
All that's left of Marcus Kingsley is a mass of decayed flesh. Putrid. Rancid. Oozing into a black pool trickling towards the airlock. In the heat, the foul stench proves too much for Benjamin's stomach.
Oh my God, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Ben, did you ever wonder as to why Mr. Kingsley didn't stay at his mansion? He could have put in as many generators as he wanted. Do you understand that if we can use these processes to keep a dead person alive, then we can use them to keep a healthy living person alive and vibrant longer?
Oh.
I wanted Marcus in the city, close to me. And he wanted to be in the city close to me. His mother. Oh. I'm 103 years old, Ben. I stopped my aging at 42.
Oh, God, now I'm really going to be sick.
I hope my tale hasn't left you feeling rotten. Looks like Marcus just couldn't hold it together any longer. You know what they say, power corrupts, and absolutely no power decays a corpse absolutely. Join us next time when someone in the vault says...
You're a real... werewolf! Ah!
Until then, I'll leave you with these parting words. The next time you take an ice pop from the freezer, spare a thought for the late Marcus Kingsley and imagine how happy he would have been to be in there.
Ha 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 ha!